This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour here on the DJV program. Good day to you and good day to everybody. I want to bring in ladies that will bring a good day to you. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on Ukraine and the now we've got another issue. Jennifer, Victoria and I were talking, mostly Victoria was explaining how the defense ministry and the banks in Ukraine have been hit by Edward Snowden.
I didn't say Edward Snowden.
I know you didn't, but I'm saying
it's Russia for sure.
Saying it's Edward Snowden all over the place. So the Russians.
It does seem suspicious that he's been able to live there.
So if they are withdrawing their troops, it could be. You know, all of this is speculation. Who knows? Because you never really find out what the truth is when it comes to these things. But two and two is still four. So they could be. They figured out, you know, look at what the Russians did to our election. Look what they do to the international markets. Look at what they do to screw around with people using Snowden's technology, technique, whatever, his abilities. And so here they are at war with Ukraine. Well, they say they're not at war because the troops haven't gone in there yet. But they're at war. This is their war.
They want to take it over.
Yeah.
They want to take it over. They don't necessarily want to blow up Ukraine. They want it. They just want to get
they want to screw
out
with it so they'll bring them to their knees. If they screw with their banks and their defense ministry and other things there that are used, I mean, those are the two most important things, right? If the armed forces of Ukraine are all screwed up because their technology is messed up and the banks are all screwed up so they can't get in any money, what do you think is going to happen to the system? He isn't going to have to shoot a bullet. Not one bullet. This is modern warfare. That's what this is. This is how the Russians will take over Ukraine. They'll just screw up things so that, and then they'll come in and say, well, look, we can fix all this stuff. Just let us in. So there you go. That's my read on it. Ladies, you want to have a different take or am I off my rocker?
Huh? No, you might be right. Yeah. You know, it remains to be
seen. I may still be off my rocker, but I still.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody predicts that there's going to be a violent war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that that's the end goal. But
so what can we do if, Jennifer and Victoria, if in fact I'm right and this is how they're waging war, what do we do about preventing that? What can we do? What tools, what talent, what do we do in the West?
Well, that's why we're backing NATO.
Yeah, no, but I mean, does NATO, I'm talking about computers and screwing with things that have not to do with bullets. These are things that are necessary to run a war. You got to have the defense ministry. If that's in chaos, you can't run the war. And if your banks have no money in them, people can't get at the money, then how do you win the war?
You can do a lot of stuff to Russia to get them to stop. It's just who's got the cojones and the backbone to do it is the question. I mean, you can get them off, and one of the things that people have been talking about a lot is pull them off the SWIFT banking system, which would literally cripple them. They wouldn't be able to take
money. Didn't we, Jennifer, do that once before?
I don't know. I don't know if we've ever done it before, but I know that's one of the things that people have been talking about as a punishment to Vladimir Putin.
Oh, it was Iran. We did it to Iran.
I don't think we've done it to Russia before.
No.
So that's one thing that can be done.
That's
immediately
a big one.
I mean, the thing with Russia is that they have a really terrible economy. And so that's why you're seeing cyber attacks and not missiles. Because don't you know that Vladimir Putin would love to go and make a big splash somewhere, but they really can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think it really does come to the money. And this is why I beat on a drum of the fact that we're even here is because they've been allowed to take Germany's energy business. We need to get them away from that. We need to get Germany going someplace else. It's what we did with Iran. We negotiated them away from Iran as a source of energy. Isolate Russia by their money, and you're going to make them completely ineffective.
Which is why, he knows that that's the plan, ultimately. That's going to be the consequence.
But,
so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that he right now doesn't think that anybody's going to blink because everybody's relying on him. And so I think there is nothing standing in his way. Plus, whether we've allowed it, the world community has allowed it, we've allowed him to become now the minion of Chairman Xi. And so it is very telling that the two of them had that photo op before the Olympics. It's very telling that all of this is going on during the Olympics. To me, that means that Putin has the sign-off of President Xi to be doing this.
Go back to the axis of evil.
Yeah, and honestly, you add Iran into that and North Korea, and that's pretty startling. Evil. The rest of the world needs to not be sleeping on this.
All right, here's something that is a good example of us being asleep. Yesterday, sometime this week, earlier in the week, the Senate confirmed Dr. Robert Califf, C-A-L-I-F-F, as the new administrator of the Food and Drug Administration. The objections from the pharmaceutical industry, well, not from the industry, but the objections from members of Congress and the public and some of the public, what do they call these organizations that are supportive of their, you know, groups of companies and groups of organizations that are pretty aggressive when it comes to either they're for or against somebody, and in this case, they were really against this guy because he's an insider. It's a perfect example of what I've talked about and we've talked about here for years and years and years. Here's Joe Biden, who nominates a guy that was in the same job during the Obama administration, and the nomination comes in and people raise their eyebrow and they go back and forth. It took a long time. The chairman of the Republican side of the Senate said this guy is supremely qualified and needed bipartisan support. This guy's a cardiologist. He's done a lot of clinical research, but he's also up to his mickey.
He was the deputy commissioner, too, before that.
Under,
so
right.
he's had a long history with the FDA. He's not new to the FDA.
No, but his connections to the pharmaceutical industry are dangerous and perfect example of what I have said over and over again, not just with this guy, who kind of looks like a slime wad, as well as being one. But the fact, by the way, he was, the question came about the objections because he was at the FDA and he was at the center of the problem of drug evaluation and research when it comes to opioids. In other words, OxyContin was approved with his endorsement, with his help, and that's why he's a controversial figure. And he's because he's tied
but
to whatever.
A lot of I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about this guy. I mean, the last time he held this position was Obama's final year, and he received a vote of 89-4. I mean, that's a sweeping vote of confidence. But
well, even if it is,
I mean, so many doctors.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying,
like, so many. I don't know. I wouldn't hang the opioid crisis on one person because
there are so
many doctors
who prescribed
it and didn't know.
Right. But here's a guy who's at the head of this organization, and it seems to me they set a tone. And if you keep bringing people in from the businesses they are supposed to regulate, then you have corruption. And that's not just here in the FDA. I'm just using this as an example. But you can look at any of these.
And it happens in every administration where they bring, I mean, you know,
every agency.
Some of Trump's appointees that had connections like this. And this was I think the reason that you're seeing such sweeping approval is because back to money and power, Congress makes a ton of money off of Big Pharma. This is why I think it needs to, this is why medicine has become political now, unfortunately. So,
well, this guy came out in the hearing, Bernie Sanders, God love him, as much as he's kind of a cuckamonga, his staff
got it right sometimes.
He did. He got it right here. His staff found out that this guy's got millions of dollars in pharmaceutical stock.
Yep.
And so,
there's the blind trust argument, right? That should be a no-brainer.
Yep.
I mean, but then again, like, Joe Manchin doesn't have a blind trust. He makes so much money off of coal. So like, who's going to vote
for
that? It's everybody's
it's all
up
wrong.
To their mickey. Yeah.
Right. So here we go once again with somebody. This is, and it's getting some exposure in the press, some media coverage. Whether it's getting enough, does the average person know that this guy is up to his mickey in pharmaceutical stock holdings? Now he's
a surprise, right?
No, not at all.
Like Jen said, everybody, every administration as people who come in. I mean, you know, I was no fan of Ajit Pai, who ran the FCC. He went from Verizon.
I just got appointed yesterday and got to work on some cable company.
Right. He went from being a higher up at Verizon to the FCC. He passed a bunch of stuff that, you know, made his bed nice and fluffy, and then he left. And I mean, that's what they all say.
It's going to be interesting what Secretary Granholm is going to have to do, too, because now this corruption scheme is in the levels of the cabinet in a secretary position where she was sending Biden out to speak to groups that she was invested in.
Corruption. His Manchin, by the way, if you want, you talk about Manchin. Manchin was against Califf's nomination, arguing, quote, that he had failed to address the crisis, the opioid crisis, in a meaningful way. Why would he? He's invested in a company that sells the opioids. Why would he?
The opioids, big problem in West Virginia. So, of course, Manchin's going to feel like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bernie Sanders, too, in Vermont.
There's an op-ed published in USA Today today, in which they there's a letter from Manchin writing to the chairman of the committee about the gravity of the drug epidemic. And yada, yada, the pharmaceutical
industry. Well,
like
Jen said, West Virginia is one of the hardest hit states.
Yep. Vermont, New Hampshire,
addictions.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, right, yeah. And that's where Bernie comes in on the Vermont side.
Well, that's where Trump fell at. You remember, the reason that Trump's administration made a big push to try to get rid of opioid addiction is because of him campaigning in New Hampshire and Vermont. He's like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And people were coming to him because the problem was so big. And you don't think about it in that area, but it's bad.
He was involved in a thing with Biogen, which is a local company here in my neck of the woods. They got approval for an Alzheimer's drug that went through this guy's office. And they gave it a fast approval. And now apparently the drug is a problem. That's one of the things that came up. The Inspector General's investigation into the approval of this drug as quickly as it was approved. So there are, as I'm looking at letters from all these other various Republicans and Democrats who are tracking the performance of drugs that were approved during the time this guy was in there before and where his stock portfolio is. So, hello, ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? This is it. This is what's going on, and this is what people should know about. You can't allow this. This is part of us being the watchdogs instead of being put to sleep by watching the Super Bowl or what's going on at the Olympics. This is something that ought to be on our minds because it affects the lives of everybody. Now, with the drug culture that we have, both legal and illegal, it is a very serious problem to be aware of. 18 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull pattern saddlebag. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone, you mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Each hour is filled with information, discussions about things that's going on, and people, especially Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, love to gossip. They're the gossip queens of the airwaves. So I don't know if this is factual or gossip. I feel badly for Alec Baldwin, frankly. Everybody's going to pile on. And so that's what this story is, ladies, apparently. Everybody's getting sued for the shooting.
I guess the accusation is that he didn't do anything after she was shot, that he didn't offer any help, which seems a bit odd. Like, I don't understand how someone is shot in front of you, you don't offer some sort of assistance. But that's one of the claims of the lawsuit, is that he didn't do anything.
That's weird, because in that interview, well, no, he said he didn't know what happened. Remember in the interview that he did with, I don't know, was it Stephanopoulos or somebody? It was the televised interview. I thought he did a really convincing job of walking everyone through that timeline. They were cleared out of the room. He didn't know, he said he didn't know what had happened for 40 minutes. Medics were in there with her, and he didn't know anything. So, and also, like, that's kind of a lame argument. Yes, is he responsible as a producer? Sure. But to say that he personally, he's not a medic, he's not, I mean, I don't know. I think that's a weak argument.
I think there's something stretching here.
Yeah. I think there's something human about when somebody gets in trouble. And apparently, when this thing went off, at least according to the court filings, and again, we'll see, everybody gets a side and everybody gets to tell it, but the family of the victim is saying that the gun went off, that Helena Hutchins doubles over in pain, that the director stumbles back, and two camera operators run over to help. But Alec Baldwin, who's actually holding the gun, you got to know that it went off, right? Didn't do anything. He didn't offer any help to the victims, according to the lawyers. After the gun went off 4 feet from Hutchins, she said, "I'm hit," according to court filings, and he still offered no help. So I guess she was yelling in pain. The bullet had ricocheted from through her body and into his shoulder. Crew members moved in to help. Medics rushed to the scene, and they say that Baldwin gave no aid. So,
I don't know. I had heard that she didn't make a sound at all. The director went, ow, that burns, because the ricochet hit his shoulder blade, but that she just doubled over and didn't say anything. So I don't know. It's so unfortunate, but even in the interview, though, Alec Baldwin said he was expecting her family, her husband, to file a lawsuit. And yeah. I think it was Stephanopoulos who interviewed him? I forget.
Yep.
But whoever the interviewer was said, oh, real, like, kind of was surprised that he said that. And he goes, well, and Alec said, well, yeah, obviously people are going to be suing. This is, you know, and rightfully so. They lost their wife and the little boy's mother. So, of course, they should have some compensation. So none of this is surprising. This was all expected. But I don't know. It's what a
Speaking
mess.
Of something that is expected or not, Simone Biles has become engaged. She's 24 years old, way too young. What do we know about Jonathan Owens, who's a little older? What's his story?
I don't know anything about him. I have no idea.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Well, yeah. He could just be a regular person.
Yeah, oh,
he's a professional
really
football
cute,
player. I guess he's
football?
A pro football player. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about him, but I'm happy for her because she has certainly had a rough few years. Oh, my gosh. With the Larry Nassar stuff and then competing in the Tokyo Summer Games, she's had... Remember, she had to take a mental health break, and then she came back and did the final event, so she's been through a lot.
Yep, she has. All right, well, there it is. A couple of wraps around gossip, if you will. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but with is...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We are ready with diplomacy to engage in diplomacy with Russia and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine." End quote. The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, told Newsmax that panic is beginning to settle in for Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, and mainstream media regarding the latest findings in the Durham investigation.
What I really think, if you're Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, or their allies in the mainstream media, then panic is certainly beginning to settle in. Even before these new damning revelations by John Durham, Joe Biden's approval rating had hit a fresh low. And now you have this bizarre attempt to simply whitewash the last 4 years with the media not even covering it for 5 minutes. And what this showcases to me is that there was a tremendous collusion between not only the Democratic Party, but the Clinton campaign and likely the upper echelons of the Obama administration with the media to ascertain a falsehood that not only upended America for 4 years, but almost single-handedly destroyed a presidency. I can tell you, Grant, as somebody who was thrust into the fire of a coup attempt, what this was. There was simply no basis, factual basis, to launch an investigation, let alone to continue it.
President Trump says the Department of Justice should absolutely declassify remaining Trump-Russia probe records after Durham's court filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with lots of thought, lots of thinking, lots of inspiration. Speaking of that, the Super Bowl ratings have been announced. 101 million Americans watched the Super Bowl on live TV. So that's not just in this country. That's around the world, too, right? Or is that just ratings for America?
No, that's just America. That's just America. NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you I went to the movies and it was like Christmas.
It does include television. It does include Telemundo, because this is the first year, because NBC owns Telemundo.
Yeah.
I don't know how many viewers they had, but that does include, that is included in that number.
Normally,
but it's up. Pretty, yeah, it's way up, yeah.
Yeah. So do Hispanics like football? I don't know. They mostly like soccer. I don't think, what do I think about
it? Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't really know how popular it is, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think the bulk of it is, you know, non-Hispanic NBC viewers. I think that's really where it came. And Peacock.
Right.
Well, NBC,
the thing is
Peacock.
That they don't consider Los Angeles or Cincinnati to be big, made like top 10 football towns. Usually it's like Dallas,
but
Boston
crazy
would be
about
one.
Football in Cincinnati.
Right.
Nuts
and like LA, because we didn't have a team for so
very
long,
small
like the
city.
Rams are building
right.
back. Cincinnati's smaller place,
right.
so they don't consider it like, not a popular football team usually. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty stunning that it was this wash.
Well, there were a lot of people that came out of it. I remember, because I worked in Cincinnati doing afternoons for a couple of years, meeting all of these people. Cincinnati was a very insular place. There wasn't much going on socially other than baseball and football. The local Chris Collinsworth and Elway, they were big heroes, like Pete Rose was for the Reds. And it just... You know, it just was that culture. It was that sort of thing that sort of took over there. So,
I think there were a lot of other dynamics at play, though. I think the fact that it was in L.A. and there were a million celebrity spottings, that always makes for, you know, it makes it a little more interesting to watch. The halftime show was a massive draw. I mean, this the top three of all time now are Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and this halftime show with Snoop and Dre and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a massive, massive hit. And I think the fact that the overall viewership from the NFL season, the regular season, was up 10% from the year before, that was the highest rated regular season since 2015. So clearly something is going on where people are really coming back to football. And
all right,
then
so here is the number. I just
the
got
contrast.
The clarification. 101 million people, 101 English-speaking people on NBC watched, and the total was 112, with 11 million on Telemundo. That's how it shakes out. The digital platforms up 16% from last year, and maybe this is the halftime show, who knows, whatever it was. See, I'm not the best. I'm not objective.
Right,
about
you're
this
not
at all
a football fan. Yeah,
I don't care about football. I sure as hell don't give a damn about watching Snoop Dogg and those other guys perform. So it wasn't for me. But it's a younger crowd, and that's what the advertisers
There's
like.
There's something about a collective experience, so that people like.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, oh, did you see those commercials? You know, you don't even have to like the game to get something from it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, you're right about that.
In contrast, though, I thought it was interesting that NBC released the numbers for the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, because NBC also has the Olympics, and that only got 14 million viewers. It was one of the least viewed ceremonies in history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a lot at play with that as well, right? I mean, it's, you know, people are less interested because of the China stuff, and I think... It's unfortunate for the American, you know, athletes and athletes from other non-cheating countries. You know, they don't have anybody in the stands. It just looks really kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah. It is too bad. The I thought this was interesting. It was announced yesterday that Elon Musk donated over $5 billion of shares in Tesla to an unnamed charity. We have been talking a lot about unbridled capitalism and how greedy some of these... You know, it's kind of silly to put everybody into the same pot as it is to put everybody... You know, all teachers are the same, all radio people are the same, all politicians are the same. You know, putting everybody into categories is kind of silly because not everybody who makes a lot of money is a greedy, no-good SOB. And so, Elon Musk is a character, to be sure. He's quirky. And not like everybody else, but guess what? people who are like that aren't, who are not like everybody else, are the ones that often are more successful because they don't listen to the push of the crowd. They pay no attention to what people say about them. Oh, that guy is kind of strange. You know, they just, they're tone deaf to that, and they move ahead with their own deal, their own plans, and lots of good comes out of it. So he's a quirky guy, but does that mean he's unlikable? As opposed to Carl Icahn, who's quirky, but he is unlikable. So, you know, there's that. Paramount Plus, they're really going on a binge here. There's yet another new Yellowstone that's going to be a prequel to the prequel. How much of this stuff?
Isn't it wild?
You know, this, yeah,
this is like Law and Order and CSI, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Lots of Law and Order commercials with Sam Waterston back. And I guess Anthony Anderson from Blackish has joined the new cast.
Right. Well, he was one of the big, they talked to Chris Noth about coming back, and they talked to Green. What was his first name? I think Jeremy Green. He was the first, he was partnered, the black cop that was partnered with Jerry Orbach. That was a very popular combination. They've had a lot of good combinations. He came in after Noth went to do something else, but it was Noth and Jerry Orbach at first. And Zunza was in there at one point. I never can pronounce his name.
Who?
Remember him?
No.
It's D-Z-I-E. You'd recognize him, your son.
I have never seen an episode of Law and Order.
Haven't you?
Never.
Oh, wow.
Sitting in a doctor's waiting room. That's like all they ever play.
Yeah.
Reruns.
Really?
Wow.
I think the first episode is this week, too, isn't it? Or no, next week, because the Olympics are on. Yeah, it's next week. Yeah, I think it is. I think they're going to put it on Thursday so they have all the Law and Orders on the same night. I don't know what they're going to do with Blacklist. Put it someplace else. It should be on another night and later because it's not an 8 o'clock show, I don't think. Never did think it was. Anyway, so back to Yellowstone. This is the biggest hit Paramount Plus has. It is actually one of the most popular shows that's ever been introduced on cable. It's pretty racy. It's pretty raw. But I think they're averaging like 10 million viewers a week, which is unheard of for even a regular network show, never mind a cable show.
I need to watch it just because everyone I know is watching it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really care. I would watch the present day one with Kevin Costner, but I really don't care about, like, the Old West. It creeps me out. Like,
I want
to watch Yellowstone. I haven't seen it, but 1883 is awesome. It's really good.
Is it? Yeah.
It really is.
That's the Tim McGraw, Faith Hill one, right?
Faith Hill one, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when is this one supposed to be? Is it supposed to be for
they
next
haven't announced
year,
I don't know. They haven't announced anything more than just, here it is. It's 1932 now. So it's Prohibition, and I don't know. It's a lot.
Shoot them up. More shoot them up. The COVID thing is still, even though it's not the first thing we talk about out of the box, still there because in the case of what the information is that's floating around today, it looks like a third of Americans who believe that coronavirus or the vaccine misinformation is real. They're in disagreement with scientists and medical experts. This is survey by the COVID States Project suggesting that educating people on the science behind vaccines isn't enough.
Because no, it's too political at this point.
Yeah, right, exactly. The political side of it has changed the reality of it. So, you know, you've got that. It's, the things that have been said, what people say that the vaccine uses aborted fetal cells. Where did that come from? I never
because vaccines do contain
vaccines.
Aborted fetal cells.
They do?
Yeah. But, that's sort of the misleading thing. It's one aborted fetus from the 70s that has been used. Those cells have been replicated, and it's been used in, you know, flu shots, and it's been used in everything. And so,
that's it? They get it on,
it was cells.
But I don't think the mRNA technology actually used that, so that's been debunked.
Well, can we go back to that for a second? I didn't know that. I'm in the dark. That's kind of, how does this, there was one aborted fetus, and then
I have to look
it
up and get the specifics,
or something,
but
It's tissue that they've been growing, basically.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disgusting.
It's stem cell. It's not like it's parts of a baby or anything. I mean, it's like people really blow this out of proportion.
I'm not trying to blow it out.
It's placenta,
I'm just trying to understand
stem
what it
cells.
Is. placenta.
It's a real baby. It's a fetus for sure, but they're using that stem cell technology. That's why a lot of Christians are against stem cell, because it's based on a human life, basically. It was that's where it all started.
8%
George
in this
Bush
survey.
Got into a whole big thing with that when he was president. There was, I remember there was a big controversy about that with stem cell research and everything, but yeah.
Anything he, well, I'm not, I'll keep my comment.
He was, no, my point is he was caught in between because science, you know, said, well, we need this stem cell. I mean, think about what stem cells can do.
Yeah,
stem cells are amazing what they can do.
Yeah, I'm all for that kind of research. I just am curious, you know, you hear the political side of it. I remember George Bush the father. George Bush the father was, he said he was against abortion. When he ran for president, and his wife said, no, he's not. He's just saying that because he's running. That's what I liked about her. There was no punches pulled with her. And it was true. She didn't say it while he was running. She said it after he got elected. Anyway, the survey results, 8% think that they can, that the vaccines alter your DNA. 10% say the vaccines can cause infertility. That's what they think anyway. Now, when you debunk things like this, what information do you... That's what is so difficult about this, because how do you know who to believe?
Here's the thing, is that because this is going on now, anecdotally, people are starting to hear stories. I think what has happened is that we have not been honest about this vaccine not being a perfect vaccine. It was sold to us as it was going to protect us from getting COVID.
Everybody wanted it quick out.
It was going to protect us from... Well, I know, but just to finish this out, like, people were saying that it was going to protect you from spreading it. It was going to protect you from getting it. You could live a normal life. Well, then, no, it's not going to do that. It's going to lessen the load. You know, all of these things have been changing all the way through. I just found out I have a friend who had to give up her whole life, 41 and healthy, got the vaccine, has been in and out of the hospital and hasn't been able to work for 3 months and had to live with their parents. I mean, so we got to be honest about not burying those stories and saying it's not perfect.
It isn't perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect because everybody's body is different and reacts to things differently. You're never going to find a perfect thing along this line, ever. Never, never, never. 48 past the hour.
Born with collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service, like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now 53 after the hour, one of listeners' favorite inside segments on the DJV program is our visit with Warren Eckstein, who has commentary every day on the program, but visits with us in person, and in fact, he's actually awake and alive. All right. So, by the way, Warren is the host of The Pet Show, the fabulous pet program that's on every weekend. A lot of the same stations that carry this program carry that. And he's brought to you by Hugs and Kisses. One of the great things about Warren and his 40-plus years as an expert when it comes to your pets is his formulation that he put together many years ago. Hugs and Kisses is a vitamin mineral supplement. You can, if you're cheap and you don't want to pay for it, you can listen to his program every weekend, and when you call in, he'll give you some Hugs and Kisses. But I think it isn't just a one-shot deal. I like having every day. You know, if Daisy actually looks forward to Hugs and Kisses, after she goes and has a pee and a poop, I give her Hugs and Kisses as a reward. And she likes that. It's kind of like a treat for her. So
someone told me a couple of weeks ago, they said, you know, the Hugs and Kisses supplement, my dog loves it so much, it's like doggy crack.
Great.
I didn't like this. I didn't like it, but it made me understand how much the dog liked it, so that was important.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it help when you give your dog vitamins and minerals? You know, we're all concerned about making sure we've all overeaten during COVID, and our dogs are probably in that, and cats, too. We see some pretty damn fat cats around. Got that, what I did there, Victoria? Fat.
Yes. Okay. Very clever.
Thank you. Anyway, so now that we're all in this dieting mood, I wonder if Calitrin, which is the weight support system that we have for people who've lost weight, keeping it off, maybe we ought to use that for dogs, too. What about it? Are dogs, have you done any surveys? You talked to your listeners about what they're feeding their dogs and whether they fed them more and what's the
deal? Food is love, and we love our dogs, so we overfeed them. It's just amazing how much we overfeed them. But it's important to understand this, okay? And I want to talk for a second about dog food. Not any specific brand, but dog food in general. The average person will go out and they'll buy dog food. Whatever dog food they buy, $50 a bag or $20 a bag. And this is the greatest dog food in the world, blah, 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 blah. The first thing you need to do when you look at a dog food label is make sure it has an AFCO certification. AFCO is kind of like the FDA for animals. So look at the back and make sure it's AFCO certified. That's number one. Number two, a lot of dog foods I've noticed where they have the company address, it has a P.O. box. You want to know exactly where that food is made because very often, so many,
China.
I'll give you an example. Well, no, not just China, but there are companies, for example, in the Midwest that manufacture 50 or 60 different brands of dog food on the same machines, but they just change this, so they change that.
Yeah, right.
I like the company where they manufacture their own. That's number two. And number three, the most important thing you really need to understand is that no matter how good the dog food is, if your dog or cat is not digesting it properly, what's the point? You're cleaning up 40% of it when you go outside and scoop the poop. That's why supplementation is critical. And one of the most important things about supplementation, and I'm bragging a little bit, is a combination not only of probiotics, but you need to have prebiotics as well, because people don't realize that prebiotics actually feed probiotics, which make them work better for the total overall health of your pet. So it's important to do a lot of research on the food that you're feeding your dog, know where it's made, know that they have their own laboratory, the food is tested by their laboratory, or an independent laboratory. Where are the products coming from? A lot of the items in dog food, they say, put together here in America or made in America, manufactured in America. That doesn't mean some of the products aren't coming in from other countries. So you got to be a really good reporter to really delve in and find out more about the food. Because sometimes the least expensive foods could be just as good as the best. Not all the time, but sometimes. So you want to really make sure you know what you're doing.
I took your advice last week after we were talking about the new food that I've given my dogs, and I went right to their customer service and got a full breakdown of where every ingredient is from, which I appreciated the fact that they were transparent with it. This is the lab that tested it. This is where we manufacture it. These are where all the ingredients are sourced. And, I mean, they even went down to, like, the certain types of meat. This comes from the Midwest. This comes from here. Like, it's all made in America and everything. I really appreciated that because I think a lot of people get, a lot of companies are getting asked those questions now. Pet parents are more aware now than ever.
It's the right thing to ask the question, but it's also important to make sure that not only that they have the supplement, not only they have the food, you know where it's made, you know the lab's tested. Is the company going to be around in 8 months, 10 months, or a year from now? Is the wheat they're buying today the same wheat they're buying next week if they can get it cheaper? Those are things you need to really ask. And there are so many quality dog foods out there that you can research, but just make sure whatever food you're giving your dog or your cat is certified by AFCO. That's important, and make sure that the manufacturer is going to be around for a little bit of a while, so check them out really carefully.
Well, you can check out Hugs and Kisses and the vitamin minerals that are in there, what makes up this supplement from Warren. Check it out at hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. Now, 30, wait a minute. Oh, it isn't it? What time is it? Oh, 59. Got to get this right, Warren. 50.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fennelly.